Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go!
Woo!
Beautiful. Beautiful. What are you wooing?
I just booked my honeymoon. Well, Dwayne booked it.
Nice.
Woo! We just booked our honeymoon. We're going to Tenerife for 5 days and we'll be back for Emma's fight. All right, all Emma's right. Boxing match, non-contact,
you can
very friendly
that.
Sport. So Hedon Academy, who are they put on where Emma does her boxing training that she's been doing for the last how long? Like 2 years or so?
No, she's only been doing a couple of months.
Oh, okay, right. And it's kind of she just started out doing it for fitness and like to burn calories or whatever. But like as the lads, the twins who run it, I assume like have experience actually boxing in matches. They want to give the people who go to the class an opportunity to do that for real and know what it's like to like train and do the lead up to a boxing match. So we've been talking about this on the show obviously and like really looking forward to it. Emma's going to do a boxing match and we're all going to go and watch her, but we've just been advised it because we've been calling it fight night. I've very much been saying Emma's going to bait the head off some young one, and we are not meant to say that. It's no one's going to be hurt. It's they are usually a non-contact place, and it's all love and light over at Hedon Boxing Academy, which is what we say here at Spin. But yeah, I accidentally called it fight night. It just has more punch.
I like fight night, but apparently it's not a fight.
It's not a fight. It's a boxing match. No one's going to be seriously hurt.
Will they have the bell though? Like the ding ding ding?
I hope so. Yeah. I hope they have. I hope they have all the trimmings. I can't wait.
It's our first time ever. It'll be not my first boxing match, but it'll be my first time ever sitting ringside.
I know. That's what I'm so excited about. Ringside, baby. What
Sweat
are we gonna wear?
Not in a weird way.
Spit your gum shield out at me in a normal, cool way.
Let's go!
With David, Fiona in the morning.
Hey, good morning. Hello. What's going on? 3 minutes past seven. Happy Wednesday, by the way, the 22nd of October. You were there with Dave and Fiona. That's just myself and Fiona this morning.
It's just us today, because Emma did a run last night and running makes you sick.
Yeah.
Not advisable for health. Doctors have been saying it for years.
Really
don't
bad,
run
really,
if you want to really stay
bad.
Healthy.
Yeah, exactly. Although I have to say, I have actually been reading in the last while.
That's also unhealthy.
That's also not true. I saw something online.
Well, that's what we all say. Yeah, it's like reading, it means you saw a TikTok.
I was reading an article and it was like running is supposed to be bad for you. Right?
Don't they say that?
They say that it's really bad. Now, listen to the reasoning here.
Go on.
It's bad for you because basically because you're running, like say whenever you're taking steps, and basically what you're doing is you're kind of hammering your body down to the ground each time you take a running step. And so what it's supposed to do is actually aid you. It's supposed
really?
To make you kind of like droop. Do you know what I mean? Like things are supposed to start falling.
Sorry.
Because you've been basically going up and down and up and down and
oh
up and down.
Oh my God.
To hammer yourself into the ground. Now that's just what I saw. And the second I saw it, I haven't ran.
You said, that's for me now. That's for
I
me.
Said, yeah,
we
that's
literally
it.
That's can win.
Said, this is great. Has anyone got any tips on telling me why the gym is bad for you? Because that's
yeah,
great. I won't go there
take
again.
Take it on board. Yeah. We need things that are going to perk us up. We need to all hang upside down like bats. And then everything will
idea.
Be lifted.
Is that possible?
I don't know. I'm sure someone will check and let me know.
It's
Callum,
actually a good
I'm
idea.
Looking at you.
It's
can we
idea,
can we hang fairness. Upside down, please?
Because if we've been right side up for all of our lives and we're starting to droop now. We're not, by the way. We're young and hot. We work in Spin. What's going on? Obviously, I was away on holidays. Last week, I was off to America, the United
America.
States. Of America.
I've heard of it.
And I've been back, I've heard good things, I've heard bad things, but I've been back a couple of days. And do you know what? Sometimes when you go to America, it's nice to come back to Ireland.
Isn't it always great to come back?
It's always nice to come back to a country that does it correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because although it is very interesting to be there and it's, you know, everything's big in America and
so
all that
true.
Kind of stuff.
That's what they say.
But there's a lot of things wrong with it. And things that you've heard, and things that you haven't heard.
Right.
Things that are, you know, very kind of quite known, and things that are a little bit me.
Like the bad things that globally are like let's sort those out. Yeah. And then there's going to be the Dave things that impact no one.
The things that impacted me.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'd like to go through a list of all the things wrong with America from my perspective.
Okay.
We start off with one that I think everyone will agree with. The rest of the list probably no one will agree with. But I think for me, the first thing on the list, everyone is going to understand. Tipping.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm sick of... So there's a park in New York that I was at that has a Shake Shack. Okay. I walk up, I queue up, and I'm waiting there. Your one calls me to the window. She says, "Hey, how are you? What do you want? What would you like? What are we going to do today?" And so I order my thing, and then she flips the screen around. She's like, "And you can choose whatever one you want there." To tip, it was 0%, 10%, 30%, or 50%.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just looked her dead in the eye and just went, "Zero."
Oh, Dave.
You've done nothing to deserve a tip. You haven't. All you've done is flip the iPad around.
Oh my God, you and my dad would get on so well. You and my dad should do Route 66. You should travel America.
What do you want a tip for, right? Then I went to a shop and it was all self-service. Yeah. And I asked if I wanted to leave a tip.
No, no, that's taking the biscuit. That's annoying.
What the hell are you talking about?
But it's an issue over there because people are paid nothing in hospitality.
But that's not my fault.
I know. No, I know. It's a larger issue that I will have a word with the man in power
everything
about.
Everything is like, you know that episode of Black Mirror where they all swipe and give people a score?
Yeah.
It's America's like that because everyone is so nice to you in the tipping industry workplaces.
Yeah.
And then as soon as you go to the airport where no one's going to tip you, they're horrible to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, yeah.
That's the thing. Tipping needs to go.
Or to put a positive spin on that, people should be paid a living wage, would we say?
Okay, do you want to put a positive spin on all my things?
I'll try to put a positive
spin on all my complaints.
All right.
Okay, here's one that I'm going to think you're going to find tough to put a positive one on. The gap between the floor and the bottom of the door in toilets.
Oh.
What the hell
is
that?
A lot of people are going to agree with you about that one. And in between, the door closes.
The hinge.
Everyone can see you.
Is that being in use? Oh yeah, there's the guy sitting down on the toilet.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop looking at me.
Yeah, no need to knock on a door.
Some fella dropped his phone. I was like, we're just going to make eye contact now.
Oh, genuinely. Pass it over to him.
Number three on the list, pretty sure no one's ever had this problem in America, but I did. Even in the hotels or anything like that, they don't seem to do soap dispensary. They do a bar of soap.
Really?
And it's horrible. I went to my own hotel and it was a square bar of soap. It was just corners everywhere. I don't know what was going on.
That's a bit weird. Just in your personal hotel room or in, like, say, the lobby bathroom or whatever?
My personal hotel room. I didn't use any other public bathrooms apart from that one time with the gap between the floor.
And then you had bigger fish to fry than
horrible.
The soap. All right, okay.
How loud they all are. I don't know if it's a confidence thing or what is it going on with them, but they just have this level of confidence where they can be insanely loud all the time.
And
it's kind of impressive.
They're always louder when you see them in the wild. Like, you know when you see Americans on telly and you're like, okay, that's a grand, that's a normal volume.
But then when
you see them out in person, you're like, whoa.
That's crazy.
What is going on over here?
The steam in the air in New York City, I know it's kind of like a cultural thing, but I'm like, that's surely a health hazard. Like, Dublin City Council would not allow that.
No, yeah. We'd be blowing that away, saying no steam.
Really,
yeah, okay.
It's surely a health hazard.
Fair enough.
When you walk into a bar, ID. Okay, fair enough, Grant.
Yeah.
The first time, very nice, thank you. You think I'm under 21. Then your dad gets ID'd.
Yeah.
Everyone has to be ID'd. What's with that?
I don't know. Is it to keep some sort of tally on everyone? Everyone in here is, I don't know, past Potential. Some sort of... I don't know, because, the IDing is mad.
Potential. And my last one, I'm going to do a water.
Oh, there's never do.
I'm going to do a burger. Why are you doing it?
You're going to have it. Don't be a sicko.
What are you doing?
What are you doing with that water?
So that's my problems with America.
I agree. Hey.
Happy spooky season, everybody.
Happy indeed.
It's safe to say, Fiona, you are a big Halloween fan.
I'm a fan.
Dave, yourself, and Emma, not huge fans whatsoever.
I just hate dressing up and all that kind of stuff.
Well, that's what I was just about to ask you. Have you ever dressed up for Halloween, the both of you?
Yeah, all the time.
But I haven't dressed up, since I was probably 15.
I actually haven't dressed up probably in a good few years. But like well into my 20s and stuff, I'd be going to like big Halloween parties and like you'd have like multiple events and you'd have to do costumes for all sorts.
I'd put like a hat on or something.
Yeah, or like say if you, like you'd end up having like three Halloween events and then one night you didn't dress up and then you realised everyone was dressed up and then like you'd go into the bathroom not in like the best state and end up like drawing a cat on your face. So that would have been my go-to a lot as well.
Would you have gone for like pre-made outfits like that you'd buy from a shop or would you you'd go homemade, you make stuff.
I'm making
yourself.
Myself, baby.
No,
the last one I did actually was The Child of Prague, and I made it myself from scratch. It's better when there's like found items, when like you look at the costume and you're like, oh my god, they made that out of that.
We were full blown, we had to like make everything, but like we had a friend who was a Protestant, and they got to buy all of their outfits.
Where's the fun in that?
From the Halloween shop.
I think it's a cultural
difference.
It
very much is. I like when they're homemade. I like when it's like, oh, you turned that beret into a king's hat. Very good.
There's something about someone who sits in that seat in homemade Halloween costumes. Yeah. Just the one who got fired used to make their own Halloween.
She'd be a fan of a homemade cozy now.
So yesterday I saw an Instagram story from our friend Carl, who is one of those, he was in one of those Halloween pop-up shops.
Halloween HQ.
Yeah, there's like one in Stephen's Green and everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then they've got decorations and they've also got costumes as well. And he took a photo of a costume of Wednesday Addams, obviously big this time around because of Wednesday Netflix. But a lot of these costumes don't have brand licensing.
Oh, they don't have the rights.
Yeah.
Incredible.
So it wasn't an official Netflix branded item. So the product was called Thursday.
Stop. And you can figure the rest out yourself if you want the bloody wig. I mean, to be fair, we know what they're saying with that.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a perfect outfit. And I've seen others before where it's like, weekday child.
Yeah.
And
oh my
things
God,
like
that's
that.
So excellent,
because
good.
If they obviously say Wednesday, they get sued.
Yeah. So knockoff character names on Halloween costumes are some of my favourite things ever.
Oh,
to
I
a
love
point
this.
Where we've kind of done this every year on the show where we've had a look online and we've gone around these shops and I actually have in my camera roll from years gone by pictures of these knockoff costumes.
Oh, so good.
So today I'm going to give you some character names from Halloween costumes that aren't brand licensed and you need to tell me what you think the characters are.
Okay, I love it.
So for example, small factory worker is an Oompa Loompa from Willy Wonka.
Very PC.
I wouldn't have got that. Yeah, very PC.
So this one I saw last year in one of the Halloween pop-up shops in town. Electric Chinchilla.
Oh, Pikachu.
Yeah. Well done. I wouldn't have got that.
When I saw it, I was like, this has to be fake.
Electric Chinchilla. What a mouthful.
From Pokemon.
Okay, this one is simple enough. Burger Clown.
Krusty the Clown.
Burger Clown.
Ronald McDonald.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm niche with it, guys.
I saw this one online.
Burger Clown.
Chocolate.
What? Like a chocolate kiss, like a Hershey's
kiss? I was thinking a Hershey's kiss.
Close. It was the red M&M.
Oh!
Yeah.
That's very good. The least characteristic of the M&M. Give us the green.
The purple artist.
Barney?
Yeah.
Prince.
The artist formerly known as.
This one's very, very current, very relevant. Lucky Babe.
Lucky Babe. Lucky. Yeah.
Lucky. Think singer.
Britney Spears?
No, Chaperone.
Chaperone!
Yay!
It's Good Luck Babe.
Good Luck Babe. Oh my God.
On the same musical line, anonymous pop star.
Ooh.
See ya?
Yes!
Wow.
Perfect
I'm
of these.
This.
Two more. Stone Age Man. Come on. Kind of retro cartoon.
What's his name? Flintstone. Fred Flintstone.
Yes!
Yeah,
and final one. Maybe my all-time favourite knockoff Halloween costume name. Biscuit Beast.
Cookie Monster.
Yeah! So do keep an eye out because, Christ, they're so funny.
That's whose incredible. Job is that? Okay, you might have seen a clip of this too in the rounds on TikTok and Instagram Reels. Well, you'll probably get it on Instagram Reels in about 6 weeks' time. But
Facebook next year.
Yeah, Facebook, that's going to be big. You might have seen Janelle Monáe saying that she travelled back in time, listen to this now, to see her hero. just for one day.
I did
because
see
it's
this.
A David Bowie. She went to see David Bowie, and that's from a David Bowie song. Anyway, that would be probably not the radio station for that. But hey, listen, here we go. So Janelle Monáe, she is a singer. You might know her song. That's just the way you make me feel.
Oh, tune.
That's just. I did have a clip of it, but we didn't have time. Yes, yeah, exactly. You also might know her voice from the 2019 live action remake of Lady and the Tramp. Yes, she has range. She does all sorts of things. So she says there was a clip where she's in an interview for the Rolling Stone, an actor, artist-on-artist interview with Lucy Dacus, where she says that she travelled back in time to see David Bowie, who died in 2016 during his heyday.
I think when I saw David Bowie...
You saw him?
I did. I travelled back into the 1970s, and I saw him do Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars. And it was incredible.
Your unemployed friend on a Tuesday.
Truly, honestly.
I went back in time. So I'd say this is like an artist thing. Is it like just being really deep? Like, oh, I just went back in time.
Literally.
Like, probably took 12 hours to just sit there and experience. Like, just, you know what I mean? I remember a couple of years ago there was this trend where it was like, if you sit still for like a really, really long time and just close your eyes and imagine what your life was before you were born.
Yes.
And it was like what you were, like where you were and what time it was and stuff like that. I'm like, this is stupid. Like.
Maybe she went in one of those, do you know, and I think they're a thing now, do you know those baths that like in that episode of The Simpsons, Lisa Simpson goes into and then she starts like seeing stuff on the ceiling of the bath.
What are those things called? There's no like sensory.
Yeah, bath. Like hydro pool or something like that. Anyway, I was thinking, God love this interviewer. Like, you know when like singers just start like spite, like when Mariah Carey says she doesn't believe in the concept of time and you have to not long. But this is actually, it was like an artist on artist. It was Lucy Dacus, who was in the band Boy Genius with Phoebe Bridgers.
Yes.
So she's into some weird stuff herself, as you'll hear.
So Lucy, I've been dying to ask you.
Yes?
The first time I tasted somebody's spit, I had a coughing fit.
Oh.
What did you mean by that?
Do you know?
I said what I meant. I meant what I said.
And you stood on business.
That day, yes.
Sounds like the worst.
So they're just two absolute weirdos talking
about.
You
know,
about
I never thought I'd say it, but ask her what her favorite chicken fillet roll topping is.
Ask her what I say, and do you know what? Women, stop having a platform because we get weird. But I was thinking, I said it.
Resident,
I'm standing on business now.
Feminist Fiona Frawley, ladies
Fiona Frawley, 2025. Stop platforming women. But I was thinking, speaking of feminism, when would you travel back in time? And I kind of like hate this question because it's like any time that I would travel back to, it's just less rights for me. Like I wouldn't be able to enjoy any. Yeah, I would actually get a rest for once. I'd be able to sit at home for once. Yeah, it might be nice for a change.
Have a child, that's all I have to do.
Sit home and you have your money made. But I was like, okay, when would I go back to? Like, I liked Janelle Monáe's idea. I like the thought of going back to the 1970s because obviously it was just a fun time. But I thought I'd get a bit specific. I would like to go back to the meeting room where they decided to put Laughing Cow earrings on the Laughing Cow for branding. I just want to know what discussion was had.
Is that the cheese thing?
Yeah. It's the triangle cheese. She's a Laughing Cow and on her earrings are two smaller Laughing Cows. And I just want to know who came up with that and I want to shake their hands.
Very specific.
Thank you.
I was thinking like would it be funny to be like, oh, if I was to go back in time, I'd go back to that time when I was 10 years old and I was in my friend's attic and I opened that box. I shouldn't have opened that box. Don't open the box. But that didn't
happen.
Don't
look into the light, Jimmy.
That didn't happen. But I would mine's actually a real answer. Is that okay?
No,
mine's
that's
not,
crap.
Mine's not ironically stupid.
Okay, go on.
I'd like to go back to like, say, the 70s.
Yeah.
To go to like a ski resort.
So that
like
you could wear the cool outfit.
Yeah.
That's class.
I just think everyone would be vibing.
Yes.
Everyone would be on it.
Do you know,
just great.
I always say it, like people who survived the 70s, they don't give a shite anymore. They're like, we had a party and you guys weren't there. I'm sorry. And they know stuff that we don't.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think we should both go back there.
However,
let's go back.
If we went back, we'd have no Blackpink.
Oh, I don't want to do it anymore.
This is Jump.
3-8 Dublin. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
I like where
this is going. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station. On it, on it, on it.
Let's go. Good morning. What's going on? Happy Wednesday. Hump of the week. We are 3 minutes past day. Emma, Dave and Fiona here. What's happening?
How are you getting on? I was doing a little Nixer after work yesterday. A little bit of a side hustle.
Some people don't know what a Nixer is.
It's when you do a little bit of extra work outside of your regular job.
Which you have to do in our industry.
You do. No, you have to. I've got a wedding to pay for. Got to keep my dog in colourful polo necks as she demands. And her wardrobe is growing all the time. But basically, I was filming for a little video that's going to be coming out, and it was in one of these Japanese head spas where you might have seen this on TikTok.
I have seen. Is this the one where there's like, say for example, like a rainbow pipe, and there's holes in the pipe, and the water comes out all different holes of the pipe and it goes down your hair?
That is so not what it is, but I like,
it's really embarrassing.
I like how different our algorithms are, because I have no idea what you just said.
Oh, crap.
It's this, they do this thing where they like scan your scalp with microscopic level of vision, and you can see all the disgusting stuff in your scalp.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then they wash it all out for you, and then they show you your scalp again afterwards, and it's really clean. So it's a humbling experience by all accounts. And I was like sitting in this downstairs room. It was like really beautiful, like, you know, nice like spa kind of vibes, okay. Lighting and whatever. Like, she gave me little slippers to put on, put a blanket
around
me. And
sounds like a fantastic Nixer.
It was a great Nixer, to be honest. But like, the nature of it was obviously all this was being filmed. So I was sitting in the little relaxation room with the lady, Hina, who was doing this treatment on me. Also there was the manager of the spa, the videographer and the producer. So they're all sitting there like watching me do this, and Hina like showed me the little screen and was like, and there's all your dandruff. And I was like, okay.
No.
I was like, nice. And they were like, don't worry, we'll cut that, Fiona. And I was like, no, keep it in. The people need to know that that's what happens when you get this treatment.
Oh, you're so relatable.
And then then they were like, we'll just leave you while the treatment happens. And then they were all gone when she got to show me my clean scalp.
Oh,
so
no.
Now they still just think I have dandruff forever.
Do you know that Fiona Frawley one? She has a horrible scalp.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Tricky, tricky, tricky.
Very, very exciting. We've been having the crack with this all week, and in the lead up to it, when behind the scenes we've been testing the format and seeing how it goes. Basically, there are 10 questions. The answers to all of them are a number between 1 and 10.
And you should play along in the car, by the way, as well, if you're listening, or wherever you're listening.
If you've been waiting for there to be a quiz on Fully Charged.
Ever on the radio.
I know, it's brand new. It's something that's never, ever been done before.
A concept that's crazy.
It's huge. Well, our quiz is a little bit unique in that way. So if you do play along today, and I encourage you to do so, and you think, I could give that a go because there's a huge prize on the line. It's a Fuzzy Charged Snoozy for you to snuggle up underneath and get cozy this winter.
I'm going to win this because our marketing department's budget is just shot because of these. They hate us, so we may as well give them away.
And we felt like we were like editors-in-chief of Vogue, like suggesting where we think the logo should go. It was like, better check that with Emma, Dave and Fiona first. And we just like looked as people walked down the catwalk with different versions of the Snooty. And when we turned away and put our sunglasses on, that's when people knew that that was the wrong format. So we've perfected the format of the game and the format of the Snooty, and everything is looking stunning.
Absolutely.
Who have we got on to play today?
Stephen's on. How are you, Stephen?
Fantastic.
Very good. What are you up to for the day?
Just on the way to work.
Very good. What do you do, Stephen?
I work in banking.
In banking? Okay, you sound appropriately disappointed about that.
Yeah.
The joy in your voice just disappeared.
I feel a bit of shame as I said it, yeah.
No, there's no shame at all. Is the banking getting you down, or are you just worried about people's perception? Because we are judging you a little bit.
Bit of both.
Fair enough. All right, Stephen, working in banking, the best of luck. We are going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, just give it a guess anyway. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you will win a brand new Fuzzy Charged Snooty to get cozy this winter. So Rebecca is currently top with a score of 8 in 47.68 seconds. Do you think you can beat a score of 8, Stephen?
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
All right, very good.
He's not here to mess around. All right.
No. Who do you want to ask your questions, Dave or Fiona?
We'll go Fiona.
Let's go with Fiona. All right, here we go with the tricky 10. The best of luck, Stephen.
Okay, Stephen. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. How many continents are there in the world?
7.
What Dublin postal district covers the Liberties and Dolphins Barn?
5.
How many series of the Irish Traders have there been?
1.
In the Marvel films, how many Infinity Stones were there?
2.
How many Grand Slam tennis tournaments are played every year?
4.
The Weeknd will play how many nights at the Croke Park in 2026?
1.
Owl City sings about how many million fireflies in their song Fireflies?
Oh God, 8.
Name the mobile network that sponsors the Arena and Olympia.
3.
How many months is a woman typically pregnant for?
9.
What band had hits like Keep On Moving and If You're Getting Down?
5.
Stop the clock! All right, Stephen, that got hot and heavy. How do you feel?
a couple of tricky ones.
I
really messed up. I really messed up the Dolphins Barn one because it's south of the river, and I gave an odd number, so I'm really annoyed at myself for that.
No, don't be annoyed at yourself. It's hard, and it is, as you say, tricky. That is the name of the game. Okay, Stephen. All right, don't worry about it. Let's see now how you got on.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Only six.
It's okay, Stephen. It's very good.
6 is still quite a good score, I think. Let's go and have a look and see what you missed, all right? What Dublin postal district covers the Liberties and Dolphins Barn? You said 5. The answer was 8 on that one. In the Marvel films, how many Infinity Stones were there? You said 2. The answer was 6. In The Weeknd is going to play how many nights at Croke Park in 2026? You said 1. The answer is actually 2. And Owl City sings about how many million fireflies in their song Fireflies? You said 8. It would not believe my eyes if 8 million fireflies.
It would be a very different song.
Specific. The answer is 10 on that one, Stephen. But did you have fun?
Yeah, deadly.
That's all that matters to us. Listen, Stephen, thanks so much for playing the Tricky 10. Have a fantastic day.
Thank you so much
problem.
For playing.
Thanks.
Enjoy work today.
Thanks, guys. See you.
Bye, Stephen.
God, I love this game.
It's so good.
It's so, so fun.
It's so off. It gets people. You don't think it's going to get a banker. I thought he'd be getting an even 10. But there
true.
You go. It's all to play for. How did you get on playing at home or in the car or wherever you are? Let us know your score and let us know if you would like to play tomorrow. Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038.
Come on, win a fuzzy charge snuddy. Good morning. Happy Wednesday, by the way. We are Emma, Dave, Fiona, but we're one short this morning. Emma is off sick.
Mm-hmm.
However, in a couple of weeks, she will be taking on her very first boxing match. Obviously, Emma has been doing this kind of boxing camp for mm-hmm. a while with Heiden Boxing Academy. And every year they put on one boxing match. And like, we're all the people who go to their classes have the opportunity to see and experience what it's like to be in a real boxing match, which I think is actually really, really cool. So it's Emma's first one. We've talked about it for a couple of weeks. It's coming up in like 3 weeks' time or something like that.
Yeah, and it's all getting very real now, the showbiz of it all. Obviously, she's been training, she's been doing PT sessions, she's been sparring with her partner her competitor, who she loves,
and they're having the chats, and then every now and again they'll hit each other.
Exactly.
And they go back to
it's all great.
Yeah.
And so she's been training for it, but she also has to make decisions like what song is she going to walk out to.
Yeah, this has been the talk of the show for the last 3 days, because it's something that is obviously needs to be a little bit punchy. It's something that needs to be punchy, no pun intended.
Hey.
But it needs to be something that the opponent sees Emma coming out to and gets a little bit nervous.
Yeah, knows like you're not to be messed with. And like a bit of a high energy song that gets the crowd going for you. And, you know, that's what we're looking for.
So we did kind of narrow it down to 4 songs.
We did.
So Emma chose one. Me and yourself, Fiona, chose one.
The best.
And we put it out to you as well. So let's go through them all again. Emma went for this. You interrogate that like you the feds. So that's Mac Miller. The Spins. The Spins? Is that why she went for it? Because Spin?
I think she's just a big fan of this song.
Okay.
And I do understand that. And it's a great song. But it's just not a giving boxing
match. It's not giving boxing.
To me, it's giving night out with my friends.
Yes. And it's giving like sing-alongable.
Yeah.
It's not scary or
anything. No.
Our one isn't scary. But my God, is it punchy.
It's punchy.
We were pretty happy with this. Emma was not. This is what we want for Emma to go and open up her boxing match with. I gotta get my Bolton from High School Musical fame. That is get your head in the game.
We want Emma to be walked out by a serious athlete cheering her on. Yes. And that is Troy Bolton.
Of course.
Hello.
Then we put it out to you on 087711103 and we got some great suggestions. Eddie was on.
I think you should probably go out with all four tuna day. If you put on that black cape with the hood over your head and walking in, hopefully just scare the crap out of you. She'll just run out of the ring.
How good is that?
It's like, I would be happy if this won.
This one is just, it's terrifying. It is.
It really
is.
If
my opponent in a boxing match had that,
yeah.
Oh, I'd be gone.
Because I don't think anyone else is going to go classical. And what I also like about Eddie is he gave styling suggestions.
He did.
Which I appreciate.
And then Anne was also on.
Adagio for strings, but to the build-up bit of it, where it starts getting real kick-off, like...
Punchy.
It
takes me back to
2004. Turning the place into a riot.
Yeah, truly.
So, now you've heard all four songs and you had the chance over the last 24 hours on our official Spin 103 Instagram story. It's called Official Spin 103.
It is.
And you had the opportunity to vote for that song that's going to be the song that Emma Nolan walks out to for her boxing match. Emma's not here today, so she doesn't really have any... We don't know what she's going to think about this. But we don't know the results.
Whenever she comes back, we're just telling her, this is the song. Can like it.
Or lump it.
That's what we'll say.
So it is time to pass over to producer Callum for the results, because myself and you haven't looked at the Instagram
story.
I have no idea. Genuinely, hand on heart, what song Emma Nolan is about
me
to
walk
out for her boxing match.
Ooh. The votes are in. Okay. You've been voting in your thousands. We have so many votes on this.
Oh, wow. Fair play, everyone.
The results kind of tight. They're split to 15%, 19%, 29% and 38%.
Wow.
Okay, well, 38, yeah.
So I can reveal in last place, definitely not getting the play for Emma's boxing match with 15% of the votes. Is this? You interrogate them like it's the Mac Miller song.
We're not shocked.
We knew that wasn't.
There's no oomph to it. It's too chill.
It's too happy and joyful.
It is.
And we want people to feel fear in their hearts.
Yeah. But you know what? I know Emma so well, but Emma would have been like, yeah, this is the one.
Yeah.
Until she brought it to us and we were like, Emma?
Huh? And she was like, oh no, don't worry about it.
Never mind, scrap.
Like, her boyfriend Jack is going for Basement Jack's Where's Your Head At, which is
really good. Yeah, it needs to be a bit more like, yeah.
Okay, so it's not that one.
It's not that one.
It's gone.
So, in second place, third place, with 19% of the vote.
Nervous now.
It's Anne's suggestion.
Okay.
I'm okay with that, to be honest. I don't know if this is a boxing match song. Do you know what I mean?
It's a bit more coppers afterwards.
Yeah.
She might get too lost in the beat.
It's kind of the song they'd play after you win, maybe.
Yeah.
Yes, and I hope they do, actually. And so you could still be in with a chance.
So this is it. This is
nervy.
I thought it would come down between these two.
So did I.
So it comes down to Eddie's O Fortuna or yourself's High School Musical.
I like the way you make it sound like he wrote it. Eddie,
yes.
O Fortuna by Eddie.
Composed.
I know what I want it to be.
Really?
What do you want?
I'd be happy with either of these. Really would.
I would be as well, but I know which one I want.
No, go on. Okay, yeah.
I can reveal, with 38% of the vote, the song that Emma will be walking out to on the 15th of November in Leopardstown for the Heiden boxing match is... this. I got it. Yeah! Yeah!
Get your head in the game.
Oh
my
God. I can't
believe it's happened.
I honestly, why do I feel like I've won an Oscar? Like, I really, this is the biggest achievement that's ever happened to me.
She's fuming. See, imagine the lights go down. Please welcome Emma Nolan.
We all have to wear red trackies.
Oh, this is excellent. Fantastic suggestions, but it had to be. It was the best one.
And now let us know if you would like the sound to be turned down so I can a cappella sing. Why am I feeling so wrong? Which I will do for Emma, if that's what you want.
Ed Sheeran, let's go. No, actually, it's called Sapphire. Fiona basically just said that her fella Dwayne thinks that when Ed Sheeran sings Sapphire, he's actually singing Let's Go.
Let's Go.
Let's Go.
He found out literally about 2 days ago that it's called Sapphire. I thought you weren't going to explain that and that was going to be just for him. No, that was excellent. Shout out to you, Dwayne. I know you're listening. Okay, this is a story that we here in the studio have been following with enthusiasm in the last couple of weeks. A Dublin story.
Yeah, but we can't mention any names because we're going to we'd get sued.
We're getting a bit in a spot of bother. So I'm going to do this very carefully and you listening can read between the lines while I hold on dearly to my job that I very much hope to keep.
I'm glad this is a Fiona thing. You take this because I definitely like... So the rest of us called this.
Yeah, I thought we weren't going to be able to do this. And producer Graham said, no, you could do it. Is he trying to get me fired? Not too sure. So there's a Dublin restaurant that opened recently to great excitement amongst Dublin foodies and people who enjoy a new restaurant opening. Why were people excited, you ask?
Because... I'm so nervous, I'm going to say it.
Because it was given a name... That's the name of a chain that's known throughout the world for a very specific type of cuisine.
Yeah.
And it has a twist that, like, you get a bit more of the cuisine than you may be paid for.
Okay.
Which is what sweetens the deal. Mm. The food comes from a country, traditionally, and now is sold in more countries. And as part of this new restaurant opening, it was being sold in Dublin. So people were excited about this. And we were like, oh, I can't believe that that chain opened here.
I'm obsessed with the vagueness.
I think I'm saying too much. people were invited along to the opening night. And on further reflection, people said, this doesn't look like the chain that we know
and love
that is open in other countries. Mm-hmm. This looks like its own thing. And then the owner said... Oh yeah, it is its own thing. We're not actually anything to do with that chain.
Why would you think that?
Because we have the same name, is it? We're actually our own. We're just loosely inspired.
And we sent press releases out that said it's the same.
So what are you talking about? The restaurant has since closed for a quick review of the menu, is what they're saying. And now that is all I will say about that.
Yes. I will say this. I will say that if you know what we're talking about, I hope you're enjoying this. If you don't know what we're talking about, I'm so sorry.
I know, it's actually not great, but we're getting past that now. The explainer that was going to have people like, what's wrong with these people? I have kids. I can't be going out to restaurants. Anyway, we were thinking if we were to open another restaurant in Dublin and we wanted a leg up, because like it's hard to start a new business, if we wanted to open a place that was loosely associated with another big food chain that would have people excited,
okay,
what would it be called?
Yes.
So I was looking at like your typical kind of like American fast food that a lot of people want to come here. Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
Chicks say hey. You know, there could be chicks welcoming you at the door and say, hey, come on in or order your food.
I'm with you.
So
like McDonald's.
McDonald's. For McDonald's, I had Macaulay Culkin. You know, kind of same thing, but not really.
I'm with you.
For Wendy's. I had Peter's, you know, because like Peter Pan, Peter and Wendy.
Oh, very good.
Do you
very
know?
Clever.
Do you have any?
Yeah, I have. Mine are stupid. Like I didn't really.
Oh, mine are smart.
No, I think the Peter's one is quite good. I have Fries and Buff.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. No one would ever crack that code.
I have Dos Mas. Instead of Uno Mas.
Two more, please. Pour more over here, buddy.
I have. Will you get this one? Modern Sam's.
Modern Sam's.
Old-fashioned Sam's.
Very good. Oh. Okay, that one goes out to us. Callum, you had some good ones yesterday.
Obviously, Burger Queen.
Yeah,
of course.
Home of the gigantic burger.
Yes, home of the big fella. Yeah.
And I was also thinking Owls instead of Hooters.
Oh!
Brilliant.
Very good. Or you could go Nocturnal Birds. Hey, where you head down to Nocturnal Birds? I have one more.
Knockers Turner.
Hey, it works. Finally, I know it's already here, but Five Guys, we could just call it My Friday Night. Am I right?
Very good.
Look out for all of these. Look out for Knockers coming soon.
Water Steakhouse. Check chapter 2.
The lesser known cousin.
Disco Lines, No Broke Boys, Spin. On it, on it, on it. Let's go! My day.
David Fiona in the morning.
Yay, good morning. It's 3 minutes past nine. Happy Wednesday, by the way. We're coming close to the weekend now.
We are. How are you getting on? I feel like James Corden must be having a horrible day.
Oh,
wouldn't
no. If,
wouldn't you just hate to be like people marking themselves as safe from you not featuring in the Wicked movie?
Oh,
that's
stop.
Like I, what I'm seeing everywhere.
I did see this, yeah. So obviously James Corden famously in every giant Hollywood production for some reason.
Especially if it's a musical.
There. And over here across the pond, we're not the biggest fans of him.
No, I don't. But I don't know who is a fan. Like, maybe the big wigs who, like, decide this stuff. But the word on the street...
Can I just say, like, hot take.
Go on.
Do not get the hate from.
I know. I think...
I thought his show was fine. I thought, like, it was... I thought it was grand. Like, it was like every American TV show.
No, I thought it was all right as well.
I think it was the extracurricular bits that he did. Do you remember when he just... When he dressed up as a giant rat in the middle of LA and started singing Let's Get Loud with Camila Cabello to promote the new Cinderella film?
I think that
rubbed people up the wrong way.
Why, though? Yeah. Like, that's so stupid. It's something and, that, like, Jimmy Kimmel would do.
No, it is. No, it is for sure. He is like your regular inoffensive American talk show host.
I do understand that how people are annoyed because he's in everything. Like, he was in that Cats thing.
He was. Yeah. But I mean, people should be annoyed about that film in general, not because of James Corden specifically.
What else was he in?
I don't know, but there was, of course, Omelette Gate.
Oh, yeah.
Where he was rude about ordering the omelette, which I understand.
He apologised for that.
He said sorry. Was there some theory about him being rude to his wife on a plane?
Yes, I was about to say there was something definitely about him being rude on a plane.
But I feel like that was just like an urban legend.
No,
Was it for real? Yeah. It was one of those like big speeches, and it was like, and at the end, and it was like, we turned around, and it was James Corden. And everyone's like, ah!
It was Rebecca Vardy's account.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station.
Hey, this is Spin. We're Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Good morning. Just myself and Fiona this morning.
Don't sound so upset about it.
No, I'm pretty... No, I'm
perfectly... You really perked down.
Perfectly content.
Just me and the spare.
Listen, I like when Emma's here. She does all the work.
She does, famously, and we're very, very grateful for that. And that's why she needs a rest.
I miss her when she's not here. And also, she's a great person. But no, I'm perfectly happy to have you there. Thank you for being here.
You're just sounding more and more annoyed as it goes on.
Thank you for listening as well. This morning on the show, I need your help. I asked you earlier on to WhatsApp voice note me 087-711-103. Those are still welcome, by the way. Voice notes, specifically.
Mm-hmm.
What did you have for dinner last night? Because I'm absolutely aware of how ridiculous this sounds, and it sounds like this is today's
hot topic.
Very Alan Partridge question. What did you have for dinner? That is today's
hot topic.
Oh, it is.
087-711-1038 for this morning's
hot topic.
What is it? It's literally like Emma's away and the cats will play.
Yeah, we have a free class.
Yeah, so this is where we're really curious. What did you have for dinner last night? 087-711-1038 voice notice on WhatsApp. Reason being, and I know it sounds ridiculous, and I'm just using like my radio show as like a platform to, you know, for my own selfish needs.
We all do that from time to time.
I'm so bored of dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so bored of dinner.
Yeah.
Like, I get the same thing every single week.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really, like, I'm not the most adventurous of eaters, hence, mm-hmm. and I hate cooking, right?
Right?
I absolutely hate cooking. I'm more of a get a fit foods from the shop every day.
Yeah.
You can usually get, like, you know, whatever, and then bring it home, nuke that, eat it, and I'm just eating it. I'm going, I like fit foods. Fit foods is great, but I'm just getting bored.
Yeah.
Because on a Monday, I'll have a chicken curry. And on a Tuesday, I'll have a sweet and sour chicken. Mm. And by Wednesday, I'm like, oh, but I just get a pizza.
Honestly,
So I get a pizza on usually like a Wednesday or something, right? And then the Thursday, I'm like, no, it's not the weekend. You shouldn't have done that yesterday. I'll go back to a chicken curry. So I go back to the shop and I get a chicken curry for food again.
This makes me sad.
It's just so depressing.
No disrespect to Fit Foods at all, but that is a lot. That is a lot. You were keeping them in business.
I am, yeah, literally, yeah.
My God.
We're big fans of each other.
Yeah.
In Fit Foods, but I am just getting bored of like the same thing all the time.
So, does this mean that you might be willing to cook something?
I have an air fryer.
Well, that can do a lot.
You know what I mean?
You can do a lot of stuff in there. You can roast the whole chicken.
This is why I was curious. What did you have for dinner last night? I know it's 7-7-11-103. The reason being, I want the kind of suggestions.
You want a bit of inspo.
I want a bit of inspo. I'm a bit of fitspo even. Oh. I want it to be a little bit healthy. Yes. I don't want it to be like, oh, just get Chinese. Do you know what I mean? That's pointless.
I mean, that's a great advice for anyone at any stage in life, of course. But want it to be a little bit healthy.
Exactly. I want it to be a little bit healthy. So I'm curious, what did you have for dinner last night? 0877 11 103. That is today's
hot topic.
Adriana is on. Adriana, what did you have for dinner last night?
I had mac and cheese bites.
Ooh.
And a carton of orange juice.
Girl dinner.
Girl dinner.
It started off strong with mac and cheese. It went downhill with bites. And then the orange juice.
Mac and cheese started off quite childish.
Yeah.
Then it went to bites and went even babyish. And then orange juice, I'm like, are you an infant?
I love it. Was that a freezer job?
Yeah, it actually was. But if it helps, the mac and cheese bites had chorizo in them.
Oh, okay. Now you're classy. Now you're a classy lady, Adriana. You're going back up in our estimation. Where did you get those? They sound actually stunning.
My local Super Value. Honestly, 10 out of 10.
Shout out. Okay, I need to investigate those.
This is what I'm talking about. I needed kind of new ideas. Adriana, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Of course. Have a lovely day.
You too. So that's what I'm looking for. Inspiration.
Yes, very good. And shout out to Adriana for not saying chorizo.
Chorizo.
Just say it normal. What are you trying to prove out here?
I mean, as all the problems in the world, it's quite small.
It's a big one for me.
So 0877 11 103. What did you have for dinner last night? And I know it's a very simple question, but that is today's
hot topic.
Somber, undressed. This is Spin. Good morning. Happy Wednesday, by the way.
Yeah.
This morning on Fully Charged, we are asking you, what did you have for dinner last night? Because that is today's
hot topic.
These are the important answers that people have been looking for, and we're here to give them to you.
Listen, Spin 103 kind of gets a little bit of a grilling every now and again, especially from comedians about asking silly questions on air. And so we decided to really ham it home with
sometimes
today's
it's good to
hot
in
topic.
So we want to know, what did you have for dinner last night? The reason being genuinely for this is I'm curious about getting some inspiration because I'm sick of the same meals every day. Like, I love my Fit Foods because I don't like cooking, so they're really handy. So I just go and I go and put that in the microwave. But then I'm like, on Monday I'm eating chicken curry, and on Tuesday I'm eating sweet and sour chicken. Then by Wednesday I'm bored. I go and have a pizza, and I'm like, no, it's Thursday. It's not the weekend yet. I should be healthy again, so I have a chicken curry again.
Fit Foods. You've got Fit Food fatigue.
Exactly. So I just got the same food over and over again. And so I'm looking for a little bit of inspiration. What do you think I should start eating? What did you have for dinner last night? So that's the vibe. 0877 11 103. That is today's
hot topic.
Sarah's on. Sarah, what did you have for dinner last night?
I had steak with mashed potatoes.
Oh, bored.
You're bored.
I'm bored.
Steak on a Tuesday, Sarah. Doing very well for yourself.
But you know what? My dad's a butcher, so.
Oh my God. So you are never short of inspiration. Sarah, that's amazing.
Never.
Oh.
Yeah.
So even like, you know, some nights you can be like, oh, Dad, is there any of that like kind of pre-seasoned chicken? You know, when they have that little kind of stir fry mix
in
the butchers
and all. In the butchers, when they do the meatballs.
Yeah.
And you just have to put them in the oven.
In the sauce.
Yeah, they're in the sauce, and sometimes they even have cheese on top.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's good. See, that's the kind of vibe I'd be going for. I feel like steak is just, like, what did you have on the steak?
But you know what? I didn't actually have anything on the steak.
See,
you know,
if it's a good enough cut, Sarah, and I'm sure it was, it doesn't need anything at all.
Sarah, I appreciate it. I'm sorry for calling your dinner boring.
But shout out to your dad.
Worry.
Your dad just needs to become a butcher, Dave. Yeah. It's easy.
A few chops down my way, Sarah, please. Yeah? Have a great day.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Good luck. I hope you're enjoying today's
hot topic.
On 0877 11 103. What did you have for dinner? Celine was on.
Okay, I don't normally text into these things, but I do love to cook, and I have loads of dinners that are half an hour under, very reasonably priced, and very healthy. Yeah. So the first one you need to do is, I know not everyone loves fish, but get a salmon darn, pop it into either a roasting bag, preferably, or if not, if you just have tin foil, pop it on a piece of tin foil, put on some garlic shake over the top of it, add some soy sauce, loads of soy sauce, wrap that up into like a little packet, put it into the oven for 20 minutes. And that is the nicest fish you'll ever have. And anyone I've recommended to has come back and said, oh my God, to die for. Absolutely unbelievable. Have some boiled rice with that. So that takes 10 minutes. And while the rice is boiling, put on some frozen veg. Simples.
Easy.
Mother of God.
See, you're such a hater, Dave. So why did you do this? I'm learning a lot. I'm gonna put salmon in a bag when I get home.
I didn't realise we asked Donald Skeen. No, Celine, I do appreciate it. It's just salmon, not really for me.
You're not fishy.
I do like fish, but just not salmon.
You don't like salmon. It's the easiest one to cook.
Yeah,
and I think it's the most flavourful.
No, it's pink. And
so you don't like it's pink. So you're sexist.
I'm sexist. I'm fishist. But I don't like the grey, silver, the skin. Yeah.
You can take that off really easy.
No, but the fact it was there in the first place.
Grow up.
Nadine was on.
My dinner yesterday was my favourite. I make this called dirty rice, so very easy. On the pan, fry chorizo, smoky rashers, peppers, and a bit of Cajun seasoning.
Why is everyone having chorizo? Why is that a big thing?
Chorizo.
Sorry, Nadine, keep going.
Then whack your rice into the pan once that's boiled. And then I did crispy tortilla nacho wraps. Very delish.
Whoa.
You need to switch it up every now and again. You get sick of it.
Sorry, what was that last bit? Hold on.
Crispy tortilla nacho wraps.
What? Where
crispy
did they
tortilla nacho wraps.
So do you put the rice into them like a burrito of sorts? Or where do the wraps come into it? I'm interested.
I was kind of thinking people were going to be like, have fish fingers.
Okay, well, if you have free will. You want to have fish fingers?
I might.
Have fish fingers.
Depends on what Sharon did. Hopefully Sharon's going to knock us out of the park because today's
hot topic
is what did you have for dinner last night?
Morning, guys. Morning. Love the show. God, I feel you. I do be same with dinner sometimes. But I have to say, I love making the dinners. Last night, I had a pasta carbonara. Ooh. All the way from Italia. Ooh. I made it up fresh. Love it. Pasta, cook up a bit of fresh bacon, onion, mushrooms. It literally takes 6 minutes, maybe 10 max. Tonight, I'm probably going to do chicken, mashed potato and pepper sauce.
Nice.
Thursday, I might do a fish dish. And then Friday, I might make a nice fresh tikka masala chicken curry. All homemade. So, look, you can do lots of dishes for less than 10 minutes cooking. And to be honest, I think when you make it yourself, you enjoy it more. So get busy and enjoy.
Oh, my God. Sharon has won today's
hot topic.
Whoa.
Fair play to her.
Trad wife alert. Unbelievable.
Thank you, Sharon. That
they
was my favourite one.
They all sound delicious. Are you going to make one of those?
Well, I'll do the fish fingers first.
And then just to warm yourself up.
Get myself going.
And then you'll be chopping up
maybe
the veg for the carbonara.
Tuesday.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
It was good, but it's not the same without Emma. You need a fourth clap.
No, you do. It just doesn't travel the same way around the room. But I do feel like there was good girth.
There was good girth there. Yeah.
Sorry.
Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen, to the greatest radio game of all time. This is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose. You get nothing. Good day, sir. But if you manage to say a different thing that I've written down, you win a load of tickets to the cinema. It's as simple as that. I'm going to ask you something like, name anything you might keep at your desk. You're going to hear three beeps. If you say laptop, and I have laptop written down, then you're out. Basically, you're trying to say a completely different thing that I've written down.
I would really struggle with that question because we have a clear desk policy.
We
so
do.
Very much do not adhere
to. Yeah, no, I don't play by the rules.
That thing.
Yeah, leave me alone. I've got like a little Hawaiian dancer and a rubber duck on my desk.
The absolute shade that like is stay at your desk.
I have a load of stuff on mine as well. But you actually have relevant stuff like a label maker and the likes.
The aim of this game is to say a completely different thing that I've written down. The answers, I swear to God, are already written down on this sheet of paper.
They
in
are.
In ink. They are written in from the printer. I cannot change them, okay?
Yeah.
It's called Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Printed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should. Because sometimes when Dave does have the same thing that you say and he looks at us and he's got it written down and we're saying, no, don't do it. Lie. Because we want them to win and he doesn't.
And I never lie. So, that is it. Would you like to play Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down? All you have to do is open up WhatsApp and write out the word game. Send it to 087-711-1038. That's just the word game to the number 087-711-1038. You could potentially win yourself 5 IMC Cinema passes this morning. That's basically like a €50 voucher to the cinema.
It's pretty good going.
It's incredible. All you'd have to worry about is your popcorn.
and who you're going to bring. Because exactly. It's hard to have friends these days.
Very true.
Everyone's moved away.
Would you like to go to the cinema 5 times or 2.5 times with someone else? Then all you got to do, message us the word game to the number 087-711-1038. Turn the spin.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Excellent work, everybody. Welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down, a game where if you say the same thing that Dave has written down, then you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. On to play is Aoife this morning. What are you up to, Aoife?
I'm just dropping my dog to the groomers.
Ooh, very good.
He's
a bit shaggy. What kind of dog do you have, Aoife?
He's a miniature schnauzer called Winston.
Hey, Winston. Okay, so he needs his little tash trimmed and he needs to look very serious with that. Do you do that, like, really severe looking, like, little mustache on Winston?
We did a beard on him for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Then it's raggly and he kind of has a bit of an emo look now with his eyebrows.
Oh, we love that.
Central bank drinking monster kind of dog.
That is so Winston. Okay, we're a big fan. We're a big fan of the more shaggy Winston here, Fully Charged.
Aoife, welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. But if you manage to say a different thing, then you win tickets to the cinema. Have you heard this game before?
I have.
You have. Fantastic. I'm going to ask you something like name anything you might keep on your desk. You're going to hear 3 beeps. Those beeps sound like this. You answer on the third one of them, and if you say laptop and I have laptop written down, then you're out. Simple as that. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I've written down. Every single one you get right, you'll win an IMC Cinema Pass. There is 5 up for grabs today, Aoife. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. And you listening, play along wherever you are right now and let us know how you do. Aoife, are you ready to go?
I am.
All right, here we go with round one. Name any Simpsons character.
Ned Flanders.
Ned Flanders. Mm-hmm. Just remember to answer on that third beep. You have said Ned Flanders, and I have written down Marge.
Ooh, well done. I like how present Ned Flanders seems to be in your mind, Aoife. Another mustached character. We can't get him out of our heads. Okay, that is 1 IMC Cinema Pass in the bag. Aoife, would you like to keep playing?
I would, yeah.
Amazing.
All right, let's go for round 2. Aoife, name any animal you might keep as a pet.
Fish.
A fish. Interesting. And I have written down an answer that could also have been used for answer or for question 1. Snake.
Oh, very good. You both went rogue with that one. Covered Winston's ears, I hope, when you said the pet fish. But
too obvious.
Yeah, no, you're dead right. You're playing the game well, and that is why you have 2 IMC Cinema passes.
Do you also have a fish?
I don't.
Oh. That'd be driving Winston mad up
there
on the counter.
At the groomers.
Would you like to keep playing, Aoife?
Yeah.
Yay.
All right, let's do it. Here we go, round 3. Aoife, name any word beginning with S.
Slide.
Fun.
And I have written down snake.
Oh! Snake on the brain.
It's a snake
very
special
much.
Today,
it is.
A snake
hey, it's
special.
Just kind of Halloweeny. All right. Very, very good. A snake could go down the slide if it really wanted. So we're coming together here. Aoife, that is 3 IMC Cinema passes in the bag. Would you like to keep going?
Yeah.
Yes, let's do it. I like it, Aoife. This is where we separate the men from the boys, the women from the girls. Here we go. Round 4. Name any Kardashian.
Courtney.
Courtney. You didn't have many options there.
She is the most boring, though.
You had Kim, you had Chloe, you had Courtney. You said Courtney, and I have written down Courtney. What have I written down?
He's got written down Courtney. I'm absolutely raging.
Aoife, I'm so sorry. It wasn't to be. You just kept going. I wanted to take them cinema passes off you, and I managed.
You could have done Robert if you wanted to go rogue.
Oh,
R.I.P. R.I.P.
Robert would have been
Robert.
A great one. Aoife, it wasn't to be, but thanks so much. I hope you had fun.
Yeah, we had a great time. Thank you.
Have a
thanks
great day,
so much,
Aoife.
And good luck to Winnie. We're Winston in the groomers.
All right, bye.
Bye, girl.
Good luck. Oh, what a great game.
Would you have accepted Courtney or Kendall?
Kylie?
Or
no,
Kylie?
No.
What about any of the kids? North?
If their surnames are Kardashian, then yes.
Dream?
North is North Kardashian?
No, she'd be West, I suppose.
Anyway, this is Spin. Good morning.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's Final Thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, it's the part of the show where I get to say whatever I want and you all have to listen. And I was getting a taxi to work this morning, and very nice taxi man. Shout out to you, Jamie. And he listens to the show and he picked me up at my house, and he was saying, you know, he was like mentioning things about the show. Oh, the golden ticket, thank God it got won in the end. So funny when you left your car in the car park in town, all this stuff. And I was like, okay, nice lad. And then we were just arriving into work, and he was like, so he was talking about my pink door, which I have mentioned on the show, and now I think I obviously shouldn't have.
You've definitely doxed yourself.
And he was like, I always thought you lived further up that road. He was like, I always drive past the pink door, and it's a paler pink door, and I think, I wonder if that's your ones from Spin. And it's not. This is your pink door now. And I was like, I sometimes forget that people are listening to this show, honestly.
You got
to
be careful.
Yeah, no. So I'm going to be painting my door. So I'm looking for suggestions of colours. It could be seasonal. It could be an orange, you know, for Halloween. Could be a red for Christmas.
Because you don't want to be seen.
Yeah.
You want to be in the kind of hidden. So what should Fiona paint her door?
Yeah.
By the way, she's the other pink door. She's not
It's not the pink door that you're thinking about. Yeah. It's the kind of the richer one. But drive past that as well. So yeah, 087711. 1038. Maybe I should just have no door at all. So people really know where I live. That'll show you.
I'm a big fan of this. I'm a big fan of the thought of people suggesting your door colour.
Yes,
so please do. Maybe some pattern for the door as well.
Oh my God, that would be good.
That'd be very Fiona Frawley.
A checkered door. Ever heard of it? Spin.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.